It's the International Women in Film Podcast with your host, Michelle the Trainer. MTT is Michelle the Trainer.
Aloha! Today's very special guest star on the International Women in Film Podcast is Monique Impagliazzo, writer, producer, and director. Monique has been in the entertainment industry for over 10 years as an associate producer, production manager, and as a production coordinator. She's worked in all mediums of the business, film, TV, documentaries, and commercials. Monique has worked with some of the biggest names in Hollywood, everybody from Barbra Streisand to Al Pacino. Her latest project is called Turkey's Done, where she'll be wearing many hats, writer, producer, director. You can actually see her in the videos. Turkey's Done is a comedic short film about an impatient housewife who's waiting. I'm not going to tell you. You'll hear it in the interview. I hope you love this as much as I did, and I want you guys to have a fantastic day. Thank you. Aloha, and welcome to the International Women in Film Podcast. Today's very special guest star is Monique Impagliazzo, who is here to teach us everything about how she got started writing, producing, directing, and what she's working on today. Welcome, Monique.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Tell me everything.
Well, how I got started. Let's see. I guess everyone's always has that person in their life who influences them as a young child. And that, of course, was my mother, who loved film, theater. And in the summers, we would always go to the theater or rent as many movies as possible from the Free Library of Philadelphia, where I grew up and I was born and raised. And then from there, I think it was that emotion of just, I don't know, spending time with my mom and things like that, that I wanted to actually make films. So I knew from a very young age of around 13 that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to write, produce, be involved. And so I started watching film after film and attended Temple University in Philadelphia for film school. Got my degree in film and media arts there. And then I always had the dream of moving to New York City, which I did. And then a film that I was working on actually in Southern Jersey brought me to Los Angeles. And here I am today, living in LA.
And I met you in Los Angeles, in Malibu.
Yes.
And exactly. So let's just catch up. What have you worked on between the time I met you and today?
I actually got my start in the business working for a woman in Philadelphia by the name of Marianne Claro. She owns still and is the CEO of the Marianne Claro Talent Agency.
Spell her last name?
Her last name is spelled C-L-A-R-O. First name is M-A-R-Y with a space, capital A-N-N-E. I was referred to Marianne. She actually was only a few blocks away from my house. She was a film agent and still is. I went to meet with her. And then I said to her, would you mind if maybe I worked for you for free as an internship? Because I was in college and I needed to do an internship. And
this is Los Angeles or this is Philadelphia?
This is Philadelphia.
Okay, got it.
In return, you know, I would work for free if you would teach me the business. And she never had an intern before, and I was her very first intern. And she thought about it, and she called me back, you know, the next day and says, I would actually love for you to come in. I need a lot of help. And I saw that when I was meeting with her. Her phones were ringing. It was just a very, very busy time. And I went to work for her, and then through working for Marianne, she was so lovely to introduce me to Diane Kerman, who was at the time working on a children's musical, a film in Philadelphia called Standing Ovation. And with her director husband, Stuart Raffel, they brought me on to the project. From there, on that film, the executive producer of that film was James Brolin, who, as everybody knows, is married to Barbra Streisand. And after that film had wrapped, Jim Brolin kind of had mentioned to me that his wife was looking for an assistant. And
wow.
After talking with Diane and both of them talking to Barbra, I went to meet with Barbra and I started kind of the next day and I became her executive assistant, which I was never an executive assistant before in my life, just so everybody knows that. I kind of went in and I was trained for maybe, I think it was 3 days. And then I assisted Barbra in The Guilt Trip with Seth Rogen.
How fun is that?
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Where did that film?
That actually filmed here in LA, all over Santa Clarita and Valencia. all over Los Angeles, Hollywood. And there were days where I actually got to, you know, join Barbara on the set, which was, again, tons of fun. And then we worked on a few, I assisted her in a few CDs, also on two of her tours, one domestic tour here in the US and in Canada. And then we went to Europe. So I was her assistant on both of those tours.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go?
Fun. In Europe, we went to London and Amsterdam and Germany. And then we went, we ended.
Who goes to London with Barbara Streisand? Woman, that is like epic.
Yeah, then I know, it's pretty amazing. Then we went to, we ended actually the tour in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. So
oh,
it doesn't get any better than that. Yeah, it was an amazing tour.
Okay, so when was that?
That was actually back in 2000. The American tour took place in 2012, and then the European tour took place in 2013.
And just so the audience knows, since our shows are timeless here at IWIF, it's April 26th, we're recording in 2016, just to give you some idea, because the show may post, or you may come across this show at any time. Who knows?
Exactly. Timeless. Right?
Timeless. So how cool was that? So you're in the Holy Land with Babs.
Yes.
Dude. It was and then, so how did you do? Are you still doing that?
Barbara and I still keep a very, very close relationship, which is great. I do go back to work with whatever projects, you know, special projects that she has going on, so that, you know, you never know what's going to pop up. So you never know. But in the meantime, I do production managing for Philadelphia, The Great Experiment, which is a documentary series in Philadelphia.
A TV or web or cable?
It actually airs once in Philadelphia on.
Say the name again.
The name of the project is Philadelphia, The Great Experiment, and it airs on 6 ABC. The episode airs once, and then you can watch it online on thehistoryofphilly.com.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just, you know, I hate when I'm listening to a podcast and I'm like, what'd you say? You know, and the phone flies off the dashboard and you're, you know, if you don't know what film or what song or somebody's referring to. So I always like to repeat a couple times
Absolutely.
To make sure that we all are on the same page, knowing that people could be listening in their car and in lovely Los Angeles traffic.
Exactly. Very good. And then since then, I have just been freelancing production, commercials, pilots, all types. There are some other projects in the works I can't talk about yet.
Secrets.
Secrets. They haven't been publicly announced.
So look at all of your talents. As a writer, you've got producer and director credits, but you're still in front of the camera sometimes as well, right?
I do appear cameos in front of the camera here and there. We are actually working right now. I'm working with two other girls who were born and raised in South Philadelphia who currently live in Los Angeles by the name of Crystal and Jennifer Teeny. And together we have launched a Indiegogo campaign.
And just so the audience knows, I met Monique with Jennifer. We were at a breakfast in Malibu. So they do love to work together. They have a great energy together. And I'm really excited about this new project that they're working on that has exploded all over my already chaotic desk. Okay, so tell us more about this, you and Jennifer and Crystal project.
Jennifer, Crystal, and I had written together a featured film called Shenanigans. We wrote a spinoff of that, and it's our short film. It's called Turkey's Done. We all know how hard it is to have features produced here in LA and to get investors or studios involved. So we decided to go a different route. We are very passionate about our work and we want to work on our own ideas and our own scripts. So we wrote this short film called Turkey's Done. It is a short comedic film. And it revolves around the character Peaches Bracco. She's a South Philly housewife who is impatiently waiting for her cheating husband to come home for a Thanksgiving that he will never forget. And with some support from her neighbor.
Okay, so go back. So this is set in Philadelphia.
Yes, it's set in South Philly.
So you say Peaches now with a Philly accent. Can we get that from you?
Peaches. Peaches. with a South Philly accent.
Yeah. Okay.
Peaches Bracco.
And then, so she's waiting for cheating husband.
Yes, her cheating husband by the name of Dino Bracco.
And this, to this giant family meal.
Exactly.
Holiday.
Holiday.
And he doesn't know.
He doesn't know that she knows. So she is waiting patiently for him to come home. And then there is the explosion of that when he finally does come home, because she's actually been waiting for him for 20 years. He was locked up, Dino. And she waited for him for 20 years. And now
he's in Dino?
Dino, yes.
Dino. Oh, that's good Italian stuff.
Exactly. And, you know, he was locked up. She's waiting for him to come home. And she's so excited. This is her first Thanksgiving with her husband back at home. And she's been waiting for years and years for him. And this is it. This is what she's been waiting for.
So what are the rules on a short? How short is a short?
A short can be anything under, I think, 30 pages, 30 minutes. So our short right now, as it stands, is at about 12 pages. So it's around 12 to 15 minutes.
Just wondering, because absolutely, this will probably be the comedy of the year. So when do you start filming?
We would love to start filming sometime this summer. We're hoping that schedules line up because, you know, Jennifer, Crystal, and I are very busy. We are going after Saturday Night Live's Sherry O'Terry. So we are still waiting to hear, and maybe by the time, you know, this airs, we will know if we have her signed on as the lead.
That would be amazing. She's amazing.
She is amazing.
But again, whatever comedians, you know, if you get the Italian guy and the Peaches lead, it's going to be amazing because the concept is great. You've got the anticipation of Peaches waiting and the explosion, which we all have been, most of us have been at those socially uncomfortable holiday extravaganzas, right?
Absolutely.
Right. And again, I'm Italian. You're Italian. It can, we're loud.
We are very, very loud.
Italian family meals are very loud. So wow. I'm very excited about this project. So where can everybody get more information about you and the project?
Okay. So you can find Turkeys Done on Facebook under Turkeys Done, the film. You can find Turkeys Done on Twitter as well as Instagram.
And those are the videos of you guys discussing the short.
Exactly.
Which will be a comedic short.
Yes, it is.
And then, so how does that work since I'm not really a woman in film? So if you do a short comedy, in order to get to the Oscars, what's the timeline? How does that have to happen?
We're going to go the festival route, then hope maybe someone will see, you know, us through there. But, you know, we have to submit to the Oscars, and that's probably going to be not until sometime next year, whenever that opens up. Like, okay. After the festivals, we'll go the Oscar route. Exactly.
There is an Indiegogo link that, again, will probably have been funded by the time this show airs. There's definitely videos, so you can Google Turkeys Done and look up the name of the film. And then I will put the links to find Monique and to find the film, because this isn't Monique's only project, in the show notes for this episode.
Absolutely.
So is there anything else you want to share with the whole internet? We have the internet and a microphone. Woman, say something.
It's amazing. I just want to thank everyone for, you know, supporting women in film. You know, we have to support each other. It's really, really important. I want to thank everyone from the bottom of our hearts. And just please continue, you know, on our journey with us, you know, the small stages. But day by day, it'll hopefully become bigger and bigger. And I hope that, you know, younger girls who are in college and who are even younger than that are listening to the podcast as well, because it is possible to follow your passion and your drive inside you, because mine has been brewing since I was 13. And I just continue to follow that little voice every day, research and going out there. And now finally doing, you know, working on my own idea has made me I'm the happiest person working on this campaign and working on my own project. So thank you again.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we're going to talk to you again soon.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks so much, Monique.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Find us at michellethetrainer.com. That's michellethetrainer.com. Read Michelle's blog posts at engineeringwellness.com. Tweet at Michelle Trainer on Twitter. That's michelletrainer. Or email the International Women in Film Podcast at iwif@michellethetrainer.com.